How to connect Xbox 360 to internet wireless. Best things to know 2022. One question that has recently come up is how to connect Xbox 360 to internet wireless. The Xbox 360 console is both a game console and entertainment media center for those who might not know. One of its features is the ability to connect to wireless networks, making it possible to download video games, movies, and TV shows. The Xbox 360 console can be connected to wireless networks so that there are no cables to manage or plug in. Please keep reading for more details. Is Xbox 360 able to connect wirelessly to the internet? Wi-Fi is built into the Xbox 360 console. You don't need any other accessories if you have a wireless connection. You can use an Xbox 360 wireless networking adapter with the Xbox 360 console. A wireless networking adapter can help you get better wireless signals if your router is far from your console. How to connect your Xbox 360 to a wireless router. System settings on your Xbox 360 will allow you to connect to a wireless network. These settings are where you'll find them. Step 1, the appropriate wireless adapter should be connected to the console. The Xbox 360 can connect directly to your router using an Ethernet cable. Step 2, turn on your Xbox 360, and then select the settings pane. Step 3, select a system. Step 4, choose network settings. Step 5, next, select the wireless network name you want from the list. Step 6, enter the password for your network and click Done. Or press the Start button on controller. Step 7, the Xbox 360 will connect to your network and test it. Your connection status and Xbox network will be included in the final report. Step 8, to finish the setup, select Continue. How to install Xbox 360 wireless adapter. The Xbox will attempt to log on to Xbox Live. As each aspect of your network settings is confirmed, you'll be able to watch. Once everything is approved, your settings will be saved permanently so you can connect quickly next time. You will need the following items to connect your Xbox 360 to the internet. You don't need to spend $60 on a wireless adapter to connect your Xbox to the internet. Here are the essential items you will need. LAN cable or Ethernet cable, desktop or laptop computer with Wi-Fi adapter installed, Windows operating system, preferably Windows 7 and higher. You might consider buying a wireless adapter if you don't already have the three items. If you have these items at home, make sure to use them and enjoy your Xbox 360 experience. It doesn't cost anything to connect your Xbox 360 to the internet. These three items are essential to connect the Xbox 360 to Wi-Fi. There are two methods. Below are the steps for each technique. Method 1. Connect the Ethernet cable or LAN cable to your laptop or desktop computer, and you will be able to play the Xbox 360. Turn on your laptop or desktop computer to the Xbox 360. Once you have logged into Windows, click on the Windows Start button at the bottom of the screen. Or press the Windows key directly on your keyboard. Enter the control panel, hit the Enter key in the search field, or click the control panel icon on the pop-up ribbon. This will open the control panel window. Click on the Network and Internet option. Navigate to the right pane in the Network and Internet window. Look for the Network and Sharing Center option and click on it. Click on the Change Adapter options in the left column. You will see all available network connections for your desktop or laptop computer. By pressing the Control key on the keyboard, highlight both the Wireless Network Connection or Local Area Connection options and select both. While both options are available, right-click the mouse. Click Bridge Connections in the Options dialog box. Windows will then start the bridge process. After the bridge process is complete, a new option with the title Network Bridge will appear. This means that the Xbox 360 has been connected to the computer via the wireless network connection or local area connection. Method 2. Alternatively, if you are unable to follow the steps above, the following steps can be used. Connect the Ethernet cable or LAN cable to your laptop or desktop computer, and you will be able to play the Xbox 360. Turn on your laptop or desktop computer to the Xbox 360. Once you have logged into Windows, click on the Windows Start button at the bottom of the screen. or press the Windows key directly on your keyboard. Enter the control panel, hit the Enter key in the search field, or click the control panel icon on the pop-up ribbon. This will open the control panel window. Navigate to the control panel window and locate the View Network Status, Task Sub option of the network, and Internet option. Click on it. Select your laptop's active wireless network under the View Your Active Networks section. The Wireless Network Connection Status dialog should now open. Find the Properties button in the Wireless Network Connection Status dialog box and click it. Click the Sharing tab in the Properties dialog box. Find the option that says Allow other users to connect through this internet connection in the Sharing tab and click the checkbox next to it. This is the first option on the list. To confirm your selection, click the OK button. All windows should be closed. At this point, the Xbox 360 should be connected to your laptop's Wi-Fi network. Your Xbox 360 can connect via Wi-Fi using either the laptop or desktop computer as a bridge. The Xbox 360 must be connected to the computer or laptop via the Ethernet cable or LAN. The Xbox 360 will lose connection to Wi-Fi if it is not. https://youtube.be/zoz8ldt552. Tips to set up your Xbox 360. You may experience problems connecting to Xbox network even if your wireless connection between the Xbox console and router works perfectly. These problems can be caused either by the quality of network address translation, NAT, settings on your wireless router, or your internet connection. These areas may require additional troubleshooting to ensure a reliable Xbox network connection. For help, if your Xbox 360 cannot connect with the wireless router, please refer to Xbox 360 network troubleshooting. FAQs. Any wireless adapter that works on Xbox 360 will work? Because all USB wireless adapters require drivers, you cannot use any USB adapter labeled for the Xbox 360. You can't install drivers on the Xbox 360, so you can't use standard USB wireless adapters on your computer. Why is my Xbox 360 not connecting to Wi-Fi? To determine if your Xbox 360 console cannot connect to Xbox Live, you should first run the network connection testing on your console. Click Settings, System Settings and then Network Settings. Select the name of your wireless network or wired network to establish a wired connection. Select Test Xbox Live Connection. Can my mobile hotspot be used for my Xbox 360? Wireless hotspots, you can connect to the hotspot using any wireless ready device, including an Xbox 360 and your phone's data connection, instead of your home internet. What's a good wireless router to use with the Xbox 360? The N750, the best router by Belkin, is ideal for the Xbox 360. This router is the best budget option for home users, as it offers a WPA2 security dual firewall, NAT plus SPI, 450 megabits per second transmission speed, and 4 Ethernet ports. Is Xbox 360 compatible with Wi-Fi networks? The Xbox 360 can connect to Xbox Live via Wi-Fi for online gaming and video streaming. Here's how you can fix common problems with wireless connections to Xbox Live. Is it possible to connect Xbox 360 and Wi-Fi? Here are the steps to connect your Xbox 360 to a wireless router. Connect the appropriate wireless adapter to the console. A Wi-Fi adapter, sometimes also known as a wireless bridge, must be used on the Xbox. Turn on the console, and then go to the wireless settings screen. Conclusion: Microsoft could not have built the Xbox 360 without Wi-Fi. Although it's not a complete design failure, excluding Wi-Fi from the Xbox 360 is a logical decision in an age where wireless connectivity is a part of everyday life. You can still buy Microsoft's wireless adapter for Xbox 360 for around $90 or find cheaper alternatives from third parties. You can also try these two options and use devices you already own to solve the problem. There is no stopping the Xbox 360 experience. Resents hopes you found this article useful, and if you did or you have any questions, please leave a comment below.